Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Vern, how would you sum up the month of June for the Royals?
Bad, but familiar. Royals win only 8 games in the month of June. See, I moved here in 2012. I've seen them win 8 games or fewer in the month of June. This is now the fourth time. They've done it 4 times in the last 7 years, 5 times in the franchise's history, but I've been lucky enough to really dive into it 4 times already.
Yeah, I would have used the term later than usual. Usually, that happens in May. Now, I'm guessing if we went back and we found some Mays, I'm sure they got a couple of Mays where they won 5, 6, 7, 8 games or so. But this time, they kept you engaged a little bit longer than normal. Like, they got you to June 1st, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? This team's hovering around 500. They're in the playoff conversation. They could go pick up a couple of bats. And then the bottom completely fell out in the month of June.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I watched all of it. I'm, well aware. Not good. Happy that July is here. And, hopefully things get better.
I will say this, Vern, and we haven't talked a whole lot about this. I'm a little tired of hearing them use the ballpark as an excuse. I saw the Royals win a World Series in that ballpark. I saw them go to another one.
Ooh. What do you mean by that?
I'm going by Jonathan India a couple days ago when he was asked about home runs, and it's just so much of this. Maybe it's a fan thing. Maybe it's a couple player quotes. I feel like we are now kind of shifting the, well, it's the stadium. No, it's you guys.
Yeah, listen, I haven't. Okay, so India said, that the ballpark isn't certainly conducive to home runs. That's not a newsflash. I haven't heard that as an excuse. If anyone is using it as an excuse, what the hell did you think was going down at Kauffman Stadium all these years? No, there are no excuses. Honestly, this team, to me, that's surprising you say that. I haven't seen this squad really run from it. Vinny, guys that can put sentences together after games, I don't hear many excuses. I personally, when I read that from India, I didn't take that as an excuse. Honestly, to me, it was more of damning on him, that I need to stop hitting so many freaking fly balls. I'm not a home run hitter. I'm brought here to get on base and hit line drives. But for the better part of the season, coaching staff, players inside the clubhouse, I haven't heard whining about the umpires or genuflecting to the opposition. I think they've been pretty forthright where we're not getting the job done. It's on us to get it figured out. And here we are, 85 games into the season, and they still haven't gotten it figured out.
Where do you think the bottom kind of fell out for this team? Because as we just talked about, this was a good competitive baseball team for the first, 60, 70 games of the season. And then something has just drastically changed in the last 3 or 4 weeks or so. Was it just simply offensively everything has just kind of fallen apart? Where do you think the bottom has really fell out for this team in the month of June?
It could get a lot worse than this. You're talking about this as if it can't get worse. It most certainly can. So I disagree that the bottom has fallen out. The offense has been garbage all year. The pitching was unbelievable in April, really good in May, and Cole Reagans has been banged up. Michael Lorenzen's come back down to earth somewhat. Michael Wacha had a bad performance last night, which is understandable. Chris Bubich now has an ERA above 2. So the rotation that was excellent, outstanding, at times just very good, but always well above average, at times has looked human. It's been good at times rather than always great. So a good rotation is not good enough to drag one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball, one of the worst base-running teams in Major League Baseball, a middle-of-the-road defense. The only thing that's going to drag that squad to a winning record is an outstanding rotation, an excellent rotation, which is what they did in April and May, and they were unable to keep it up in the month of June, which, to me, is no fault of theirs. It's the offense finally doing what many thought it was doing back in April, and that is ruining the season and blowing everything. That didn't happen in April. That didn't happen in May. But we've seen this rotation start to look, again, more human, and that's brought this ball club to a new low watermark on the season of 7 games below .500.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, going through some of the top storylines in the month of June for the Kansas City Royals. Let's look ahead just a little bit. If I set the over-under on trades for the Royals in the month of June at 1.5, are you taking the over or the under?
In July, over 2.5, certainly over. Yeah. Yeah, I'd hammer over. You can move a guy like, Mark Canha, you can move Michael Lorenzen, you can move Seth Lugo. And, none of those moves are necessarily going to be described as big. Seth Lugo should get you a nice prospect, but Michael Lorenzen can get you a lottery pick, a lottery ticket, I should say, as far as a reliever, probably. Mark Canha could get you an A-ball lottery ticket. So, yeah, I would certainly say over 2.5.
What are the chances that you think that Chris Bubich is on the team at the end of the month?
I would say pretty good. To me, let's say 75%. A year and a half of team control of Chris Bubich should bring you back something, akin to an everyday big leaguer or multiple prospects that you believe can be everyday big leaguers down the road. So if you want something that's going to help you right now offensively, I think that, I'm talking a middle of the lineup bat, Chris Bubich could bring you that. And if you want to look to the future, I think he could or should bring you someone or two players, multiple players that you believe could be everyday position players by 2027. You have more interest in the offseason. Certainly think you either need to move Chris Bubich this offseason or you need to sign him to a new contract. Heck, you could say that's the case right now. But I think Lugo's a must. Bubich to me that's selling. That to me is, all right, we're waving the white flag, and I haven't sensed anything from this organization that they're even reaching for the white flag just yet.
I will say, Vern, as you and I are having this conversation, part of me is just disappointed because this is the conversation that we have had in Kansas City far too many summers, that you start the year with a certain level of expectation with the Royals. They kind of get your hopes up. And now we're heading into June, and now we're figuring out what pieces are going to be available for the garage sale when you know, you and I spent the first 60 days of this season talking about what they needed to do to add pieces, what they needed to do to actually go for it. I think that's what makes this stretch a little bit more disappointing, is coming off a year in which they made the playoffs, a team that felt like it had a really strong foundation together, for it to fall apart like this, and now we're talking about them having a yard sale. It's just a disappointing kind of, I don't want to say into the season, there's a lot more baseball, but for, yeah, but for a lot of people, baseball is ending very, very soon.
Yeah, and that's fine, and I think that would happen even if they were sitting at 500. That's just where we're at. But again, I don't know if the yard sale sign is up. And so what if it is? Seth Lugo, again, Mark Canna, Michael Lorenzen. I mean, unless you're talking Vinny Pasquantino, Chris Bubich, Michael Garcia, Noah Cameron, something big, something bold. You know, that to me is eye-popping. But I mean, if this team was 500, I would still want them to move Seth Lugo. If this team was two games above 500, I'd still be down with them moving Mark Canna or Michael Lorenzen. So until the conversation shifts and you hear people say you should move Chris Bubich or Vinny or Michael, you got to move Carlos Estevez, because not only are you not going to win this year, you're not going to win next year. To me, the whole yard sale thing, the play is disappointing, right? The offense to me is disappointing. The defense is disappointing. The base running has been disappointing. The team has been disappointing. But you know, these are the type of conversations you have to have in Kansas City if you're going to be a sustained winner. You always need to be buying and selling at the trade deadline. A guy like Seth Lugo going into his opt-out, going to be a free agent in 2 months, you always got to trade that guy in this market, in my opinion.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opinion.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple more minutes here. Vern, I have a baseball question that is not related to the Royals, but it is related to someone they are currently going up against, Kyle Raleigh, the very talented catcher for Seattle, hit another home run yesterday. I believe he has 33 home runs. Yeah. I'm wondering, like, you and I come from, like, the same generation when home runs were still cool and we were, like, fascinated by the chase. I wonder if we're kind of past that as a baseball society. Now, maybe Cal gets to like 70, and I think people would then be engaged toward the end of the season. But I wonder if just we are not maybe enthralled by home runs the same way we were 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's certainly been sullied, right? The record book doesn't mean anything really to anyone anymore. You know, even what Cal Raleigh is doing, man, I was mentioning it earlier this morning on the postgame show. He's the fifth player to reach 33 home runs before the All-Star break. The other guys are Barry, McGuire, Sosa, and Griffey. You know, and that group was the end of home runs being everything in the home run chase. Whether you think it's McGuire and Sosa's fault or you think it's Bond's fault, it's their fault, certainly. Griffey was our last hope. You thought A-Rod was going to be the savior, and he turned out to be a scummy ball player all the same. So, yeah, I don't know what race would really captivate sports fans nowadays. That's just kind of where baseball is. You know, even the Aaron Judge treatment. I mean, I remember when Mark McGuire was chasing Roger Maris, they broke into National Fox to carry those at-bats. I think ESPN broke in for Aaron Judge and his chase of Maris, but that certainly wasn't, you weren't breaking into any national TV to show Aaron Judge. You're not going to see anyone challenge Joe DiMaggio or Cal Ripken or Ted Williams hitting 400. Those, to me, are the marks that we prop up now, and none of those marks will ever be matched. You know, I just don't think that baseball can captivate the country with anything anymore. That's just where the sport is.
Vern, when you pull up to the cookout, and let's say that the ribs, the shrimp, all of those things, they're going to come out a little bit later. But right now, they just got dogs and they got burgers. Which one are you grabbing first? You grabbing a dog or you grabbing a burger?
Burger, because there's always going to be more dog. I mean, I'm getting both, to be honest. But to answer your question, I'm grabbing the burger first because those normally go the quickest, and I'm a pig.
Let me ask you this, too. This is the last question, and I won't talk to you again until next week. Where does July rank in your month power rankings?
Great question. October's one. March is pretty strong, but March is out for me because that's normally the ramp up and my off season ending. So I'm kind of bummed out then. So I'll go October, November, just the winter months. My off season are all the top four. So I'm going October, November, December, January. Boom, 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 boom.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us.
Very selfish.
No, 100%. No, it's your power ranking. However you want to rank them, you can rank them
just
that
football,
way.
Just football, man. Football season, gambling, losing all the money I made throughout the summer. It's the best.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show. Vern, have a great 4th of July, my man. I'll catch you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. You too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.